We're live today at Stover's, 4505 Asheville Highway, where you can shop 24/7 anytime at stoversliquidation.com. I'm going to go to John Reed in a moment. But first, Factual and Furious, a special surprise for you, the living listener, and a guy who has kept the recruiting momentum going for Tennessee and did so a couple weeks back. And he is one of our own. He's been one of our own for a long time. Dylan Bates now joins us on the show. His father's been on this program many, many, many times. Of course, the son of Bill Bates. Dylan, one of the top players in the country, regarded as one of the top linebacker prospects in the country, an ESPN Top 100 prospect who committed to Tennessee on national television a couple weeks back. And Dylan, I want to say to you, good morning, sir, and welcome to the Tony Basilio Show. It is good to have you.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, man, it's great to talk to you. Dylan, talk to me about making your commitment and what that process was like now that it's in the rearview mirror for you.
Right, you know, the whole recruiting process is definitely kind of tough for some people, and matter of fact, you kind of take it on and what you're doing. So, you know, I just wanted to get it out of the way and have it done during the summer going into my senior year. So then I could, you know, get it out of the way, know where I'm going to be 100%, and then focus on my senior year and have a great year. So, you know, that's how I kind of took it on. So,
yeah, I was thinking about you morning while I was eating my breakfast. Don't be alarmed. I think a lot while I'm eating breakfast. But I was thinking about your situation, and if I was in your dad's shoes, how much I would steer or not steer, get involved or not get involved. It seems like if you go and you play football at Florida, there are worse things that could happen to a person. If you go and play football at Alabama, there are worse things that could happen to a person. How instrumental was your father and the fact that he played at Tennessee in this for you?
You know, at the very, very beginning of the process, you know, he's told me that the decision is mine, that to make my own choice to go wherever I feel comfortable, and wherever I go, they'll definitely support me 100%. So that made me feel good, you know, at the beginning, knowing that wherever I went, they'd support me. And, you know, just so happened that later on that Tennessee is definitely the right fit for me, and Tennessee's my home. So, and having him play there, it kind of gave me a little more inside connection with the coaches, and being able to come back more often and visit. But then, you know, it's definitely my decision 100%, and you know, my decision was to go to the University of Tennessee. So,
you know, it's a strange year. All these legacy players, Dylan, for Tennessee that are out there. All these folks that have ties, family ties. Having had the family tie and made the decision, do you feel more of a sense of ownership since you and your father now share something really special here in the Tennessee family? Do you feel more of, I don't want to use the word obligation, but I guess I will for the sake of the conversation, or even ownership, in recruiting other athletes here and making sure this is as good as it can possibly be during your time here in Knoxville?
Right. You know, ever since I was really little, I've always wanted to follow my dad's footsteps. And so whether that be through high school, being a great high school athlete, through college, being a great college athlete, and kind of going to the same place that he went and doing the same things, if not better than he did, and then going to the next level after that also. And, you know, that always takes having a great team around you. So, you know, once I got in my head that I knew where I wanted to be, and that would be Tennessee, I went out and started talking to other athletes and other recruits around the country when I was at camps like the opening in Oregon and the Rivals 100 in Chicago, and talking to the top prospects in the country, trying to get them to see where they were going. If they had interest in Tennessee, then I would, you know, jam them with, you know, all the facts and all the great things about Tennessee, and trying to get them to have more interest and take more visits. And You know, that's definitely a big part, not just recruiting from the coach's point, but seeing guys that are like each other and trying to get them to join them and trying to get them to, you know, create that that dynasty or that great program and go and win a national championship.
Butch Jones and this coaching staff, Dylan, have really lit it up since they've gotten here. Are you surprised by the results they've gotten given their interaction with you?
I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, it just takes the right coaches to bring in the top athletes, and they're definitely the right coaches for this program. And, you know, with the right coaches and the great new facilities that Tennessee has, who wouldn't want to come to Tennessee? So once people, they talk to the coaches face-to-face and then they're in the facilities, it's like they're trying to keep people away because there's so many people that want to come to Tennessee. And, you know, that's a great thing, so we can, you know, get as many great players as we can and, you know, bring back Tennessee to where it should be. So,
you know what's interesting? Last couple years, prior to Coach Jones and his staff getting here, it seemed like Tennessee was fishing out of a different pond. Now with you, your final couple schools, Florida's one, Alabama's another, Tennessee wins that recruiting battle. Cortez McDowell a couple days ago, Florida State, Alabama, and he chooses Tennessee. That's a good sign, Dylan, isn't it, when you're beating schools like that for prospects? Don't you think that's a good sign?
It is, definitely. You know, other recruits are starting to realize how great Tennessee is and how great of a place that it can be. And they're, I guess what I was kind of looking at, instead of, you know, going into a school already at the top and the only place that they can go is down, why not go to a school that's already has some room, some uplift, some momentum, and has still room to go to the top and bring them to the top and, you know, rise to the top. So I feel like some guys are starting to realize that and, you know, pick the best place that they can pick, and that's Tennessee. So,
what was their pitch to you, Dylan?
The coaches?
Yeah. What was their selling point to you? What sold you?
You know, what sold me was that how much of a family Tennessee was, and how much of a you know, instead of just going there and being a you know, a piece of meat and being there and just playing and not caring about you. What sold me was that they actually care about you. They care about your family. They care about your friends. They care about you getting your education. They care about the next process, because football only lasts you a few years after college, and it's not going to last forever. So they care about what's after football. They care about your life after football and what they can do to help you after football. And, you know, I definitely took that a big part in that. And, you know, that's definitely what sold me to 100% that it's a family, and they want to help me as much as I want to help them.
You announced on July 3. When did you decide?
You know, I kind of knew a few months prior to that, and I was, you know, sitting down with my family and just talking things over, and it just kind of hit me that Tennessee was the right place for me and that I'm 100% that this is where I want to be. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, make it, announce it on a big stage, just so they can see that, you know, Tennessee is a great place, and try and get other people enticed and try and get that momentum behind us, and just to try and do great things.
Did you let the coaching staff know well in advance of that deal that you were coming and they just kept it between you guys? Because it did not get out. I mean, there were people speculating, but nobody knew 100% what you were going to do. But it would have been a shock if you didn't come to Tennessee, that said, but nobody knew 100%.
Right. You know, when I first was 100% on where I wanted to be, I called Coach Jones, I called Coach Thigpen and Coach Jancic, and, you know, told them that I'm committing to the University of Tennessee, that I want to play for the University of Tennessee and, you know, get my offer to Tennessee. But I just wanted to keep it kind of quiet between us until I can announce it on a big stage and, you know, let everybody know. So they definitely kept it quiet, and that's another thing, the trust between the coaches and the players is phenomenal. And, you know, being able to tell them and then keep it quiet and not get out is definitely a huge respect and trust between me and the coaches and other players. So,
yeah, I think that's a beautiful sign. I mean, to me, if I'm you, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm trusting these guys. And here's the thing with you, you know, you're a young guy, and everybody wants to have a moment on a stage, you know, and you've worked hard your whole life. People kept asking me, what's Dylan going to do? What's Dylan going to do? And I kept saying, you know, I think that Tennessee's in great shape with him. But at the same time, I'm not going to call him a commitment. We're not going to refer to him as such, because the truth is those coaches were extremely tight-lipped about it. They just were. And as you said, I think that's a notch in their belt in this day and age, because everything leaks out these days, Dylan, you know, with social media and things the way things are. Everything leaks out, but they kept it pretty close to the vest, I think, for you.
That definitely, and like I said, that's definitely a huge respect and trust between us and the coaches, and you know, it's a great feeling knowing that I can trust them, and you know, my biggest moment and my biggest announcement, and then to keep it quiet and you know, the respect of what I want to do, and you know, just be supportive of what I wanted to do. So,
hey Dylan, what prospects are you working on now for Tennessee? Any names you want to share with me? What guys are you currently working on?
There are a few guys. I've been working, you know, just trying to talk to some big guys, some big D linemen. There are a few guys like Corey Thomas. He's about 6'6", 270 DN. There's definitely a couple other guys that I've just been talking to at Oregon, and, you know, seeing them be able to play and then seeing, I definitely want him. So there are guys that, you know, we, all the commits right now, we kind of have a group message, and they're guys that we need him, and we try and go out and reach out to him and try and get him. So, and that's another thing was great about at Tennessee and the family that we already are, and the commits this year, we all have, you know, a big group text, and we're all, you know, close with each other already. And, you know, we're just trying to make this number one class, keep it number one.
Hey, Dylan, when you say you're at a camp or you're somewhere and you see a prospect, do you let one of the coaches know, hey, I found the guy here that you guys ought to look at?
You know, I usually, at most of the camps that I've been going to, that they're, you know, the top prospects around the country. So, the coaches already pretty much know about them. It's more who the coaches really want, and they'll give me a few names, and if I see them, I'm definitely going to try and talk to them and see where they at and how they are in their recruitment right now. And, you know, if I do see someone that I like, that I talk to other people and they like, if I watch the film and I really like it and the coaches haven't really seen it, I might bring it up, but, you know, that's not my job to, you know, bring new people. It's really what the coaches want and the defense coordinator want and what they need for our class. So if whoever they really want, we'll try and kind of be that second step in the recruiting and trying to persuade them to, you know, lean towards Tennessee. So.
Who were the guys on the on your group text you were talking about before?
It's pretty much everybody that's committed. There's about like 14 or 15 guys right now, I guess. I mean, it's, you know, me, TK, Jalen, Vic, you know, just pretty much the whole entire recruiting class for Tennessee right now.
It's really exciting, man. What I love about you is that I hear the level of appreciation you have for the opportunity that's about to be in front of you.
Definitely.
Is that
right?
That's important to you, isn't it?
It is, definitely. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and not everybody gets to have this opportunity to play in college football and play at the next level. So I'm definitely appreciative of where I am and the people who have supported me throughout this process. You know, my coaches, my teammates, my, you know, just mentors, my father, my parents, my family, my friends. You know, everybody who has supported me to get me to this point. You know, you can't do it without them. You can't do it without the support. And, you know, I'm just extremely blessed to have this opportunity.
Hey, on the way out, who are some other D linemen you're working on? We need to. That's my part of the class. I'm gonna take that upon myself. We're gonna improve the D linemen here, Dylan.
I'm trying to think. I know I'm trying to work on Corey Thomas, and there are a few other guys. I'm just trying to think of names on the spot. I'd have to look at it and really look on who I've been texting and who I've been, you know, Facebooking and, you know, Twitter messaging and everything. But there's some good guys. So
that's classic. So you guys go back and forth, and you're like, yeah, you know, so and so, I'm gonna see so and so this week. Yeah, work on him. Yeah, you work on him. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
That's cool, man. Hey, listen, I hope you have yourself a great day. And so what do you do now with the rest of your summer? Now that you've gotten that out of the way, what do you do for fun? Do you have any other passions besides football? Anything you enjoy doing?
You know, just for fun, I live a mile from the beach in Florida, in Ponte Vedra. So, you know, after practice in the morning, we'll either go to the beach, or a few days ago, we played golf at TPC. And then, you know, there's great fishing around here too. So really anything around here that can kind of keep me entertained and keep me kind of, active, I'll do it. So, there's a lot of things around other than football and kind of working out and training, which takes up most of my time. I mean, on hard days that I've been 2 days in the morning and then I work out in the afternoon or something, I'm pretty beat when it comes around like 5 o'clock. So,
yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine a good time at the beach, and also a little bit of fishing. You take your mind off of things too. After all that hard work, probably isn't a bad deal either. But hey, I really appreciate your time, man. And it sounds like you've got a rough life playing golf over there at TPC. I bet those girls on the beach are pretty ugly at this time of the year as well. I bet that's pretty rough, Dylan. So hey, I hope you have a great day, man. Good talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.